Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cam Schlittler dominating his hometown team, the Boston Red Sox, pushing the Yankees to the ALDS.
Just insane, insane performance. Clutch, dominant, scintillating, amazing, all time. You're going to remember this for a long time here. This was really, really good. 11 pitches. Over 100 miles an hour or more. And listen, that's the obvious stuff. You watch how many times can we butcher this poor kid's name? Cam Schlittler. It's a late night, man. I mean, these nights are late, dude. I mean, you know, you watch the post game, you get to bed late, you get up early. Cam Schlittler, my bad. We all know that he was an absolute beast. But, you know, what I feel, and you feel great about that, but what I feel encouraged about, bigger picture for the Yankees as we start to push it forward from last night to the weekend, is that they have more balance. They've got more options that they can deploy from the bench. They've got some more athletes. I thought the defense made some very clutch, understated, and underrated plays. Volpe had two of them. McMahon was sick. That's not understated, but it was a sick play. Even really in all three games, Bellinger cutting balls off in the gap or down the line in left field. So this has the makings of being a beautiful run. We'll see. And there's going to be a lot of twists and turns. But without Schlittler last night, there is no Toronto in all probability tomorrow. So here we go.
Yeah, obviously it was an all-time dominating performance. For me, though, look at the series as a whole. And the Yankees didn't beat themselves. And that's a type of a brand of baseball that we haven't seen at all from this Yankee team in years, including this regular season. So the fact that you saw for a change the opposition making those mistakes, not being able to catch a simple fly ball in left field or one in center field last night, being bad on the base pass, not being able to get to a ball and knock it down in front of them. The Red Sox did that all series long in this three-game series. The Yankees played a clean series from start to finish. So they got beaten game one. You tip your cap to the better pitcher in Crochet and then obviously Chapman. Game two, it was the Yankees game, tight game, but the Yankees obviously prevailed and they made the plays on the base paths and defensively to be able to win that tight game. And then game three last night, same thing. Took advantage of the Red Sox mistakes and they outpitched them. Traditionally, the Yankees, when they do win these series, they do it with the bats. That was not the case. Now, I do think that's going to have to change against Toronto, where I expect it to be a more offensive series, and I expect that it will. I think the Yankees are better than the Red Sox. I think that they're better than the Blue Jays. Now they did it with the Red Sox. Now we got to go see them do it against Toronto.
I always thought they were better than the Red Sox. Didn't feel that way about Toronto most of the season, as you know. But, of course, a three-game series, you know, against the Red Sox has you terrified here. I mean, think about if we would have told you guys, and Sal, think about, you know, for you to react to this, if we would have said, hey, Crochet's going to do, before the series, Crochet's going to do this in game one. And, oh, yeah, by the way, in three games, the Yankees will hit two home runs.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have lost.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, not the Crochet thing, but the fact that, like, I thought the Yankees were going to have to hit some home runs, and it's great that they didn't. Red Sox had no offense and sloppy defense as well, and the Yanks, for a change, took advantage of it. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the football a little bit later on as well. Nick Costos coming up at 12:40. Perfect Parlay Pick Segment 120. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ralph is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
What's happening? I do want to talk about Boone, guys. Just give me a second on the radar. Mm-hmm. the radar situation. Hey, you think for 1 minute that these guys are corking it up to 100 miles an hour as easily as they say they're doing?
I do.
I mean, come on.
I would.
You know something? I would take about 4 or 5 miles per hour off of their tally, and then possibly you have the accurate figure.
Yeah, hold on, Ralph. I respect your opinion, but how do you come to that conclusion? How hard do you think Nolan Ryan threw 50 years ago?
A long time ago, Warren Spahn, right?
Yeah.
You know the name, I'm sure.
Of course.
And I do want to talk about Boone. Give me a second.
You.
I just want to say this. They actually clocked him by a motorcycle.
I know.
And you saw this. This is a very well-known situation here. That was more accurate than the stupid radar guns these days. To me, I think that was more accurate. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a meteorologist like you had on before. I'm just a guy that's observed. Also, I had a pretty darn good arm. I could never cork it up to more than 89, 88. And I was and I wasn't a pitcher. I was a shortstop.
Pretty darn
hard.
The old tales, we all have them. Keep them moving.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know? All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Boone. You know, now he's a genius, of course, right? Because, you know, he won the ball game because his pitcher went out and threw an all-time game last night. So now he's a freaking genius. But here's the thing. It's everything is scripted, guys. And Boone is out there just paying homage to the guy upstairs. I'm talking about the GM, and he's making all the calls. So now we give him credit when before we gave him nothing but blame. Here's my final thought. When the ball players do it for you, the manager's more or less a figurehead these days. They don't do it very much. If you have the horses, you win the games.
Understood, but they're also, and thank you for the call, Ralph, there also is something to the fact that Boone's lineup in game one to me was atrocious, and I get that, like, they're going to say, well, yeah, it's against Crochet, so, okay, but your lefties could have looked bad. The righties that you put in there, it didn't work. I don't care about Rosario 6-for-9 against Crochet because it meant nothing come game one. He didn't do the job. So I'm not going based on past performance, and you could say, well, last night, okay, well, Ben Rice was in the lineup, he looked awful. Yeah, okay, he looked awful. Yankees still won. To me, it was the right lineup. It's not about the result, it was still the right lineup to put out there. Here's an idea. Play your best guys. I think they learned from their mistake in game one. I would be surprised if, now, I mean, maybe Schuble would be the only other guy that could maybe have Boone even think about going to that heavy of a right-handed lineup. But also, how about the ability, BT, to switch for Goldschmidt later on? Pinch hit against Chapman, boom, base hit.
Yep.
Play defense later on.
Rosario,
like,
base hit,
yeah,
big one.
Having Caballero off the bench, like, it's just nice to have those options on the bench as well.
There's no question, which is why they're more dangerous than deeper. Now, listen, here's the thing. Back to Boone and Rich. Appreciate the call. Like, nobody's sitting here saying, and I'm a Boone defender, and I have been for a while. I'm a Boone believer, probably a better way for me to say it. You guys can say I'm a Boone defender if you want. That's fine. But I've never once said I view Aaron Boone to be some baseball savant or some baseball genius, even though I respect his family's lineage for the multiple generations. I'm not saying he's a genius. What I am saying, he's not the idiot that a lot of you make him out to be.
Right.
Nor is he the lackey, you know, button pusher, without any sort of, you know, middle-of-the-road common ground where he does incorporate some gut. I just think it's been a real unfair characterization of a guy, if you want to be real about this, has really probably had the weakest roster of any Yankee manager probably since Stump Merrill. I think Buck had a better one. I know Joel Torre had a better one. And Girardi had a better one outside of this year. So to me, all the wins he's cranked out regular season, I don't just gloss over that or minimize it because I don't think that he's been dealt pocket aces out of the chute. And I've never thought that.
Yeah, I mean, but he's always had the best player in the world on his team.
It's not basketball. It's not LeBron. Yeah. It's not Kareem. It's not Magic. It's not Bird.
But that's a pretty good starting point. He also has had, I mean, they invested a ton of money in that starting rotation. When has he ever not had an ace? I mean, think about it. You've had Gerrit Cole for how long here? You've had Fried now to replace him. I mean, you know.
When has he had a third baseman? When has he had a left fielder?
I'm just saying.
He's had three different closers. When has he had a first baseman?
Let's not make it like Aaron Boone's taking the Pittsburgh Pirates to the postseason.
I'm not saying that.
Or even the Mets, for that matter.
I'm not saying that, but that's why I say that there's common ground. I mean, the Yankees haven't had a third baseman until, and McMahon's not Nettles, but they haven't had a third baseman since Alex Rodriguez or Andujar for one season. I mean, Luke Voit hit some home runs, and what the hell happened to Luke Voit? They haven't had a first baseman since Teixeira was at his prime. I mean, they've had a, you know, DD was okay. Volpe's hitting 210, can't get on base. They've had nine different catchers, 9 different left fielders, 9 different center fielders, and 3 different closers. So let's not make it seem like Boone was, pocket aces. Joel Torre was handed, and all respect to Joe, a roster because of Buck and because of Stick Michael that was ready to win. Give him credit because he won 4 times. Girardi had the remnants of that championship DNA. He won once, probably should have won more. I don't think Boone has ever had a great roster. That's not to say that he's Miller Huggins, Al. I'm not saying that.
One thing Boone hasn't shown yet, and to me you started to see it these last 2 games, is the correct gut feel. Like, I call him a data applicator. I was the one who started that term, and I know he was bothered by that this many years ago going back. And there's reasons why he came up with it. He wasn't the only one. All these guys now. So I think Boone, while data applicator can be deemed disrespectful and say, well, he's just a button pusher, I think too many times he's managed, not because of what somebody told him to do, but because he's going off of all that information and sticks to it and trusts the information sometimes more than his gut or his eyes. And he's better than that because he is a baseball lifer. And I think throughout his postseason career with the Yankees, there hasn't been, to me, enough of the better side of those decisions. Whereas the last 2 games, now you could say it coincides with him having the best roster that he's had. Fair enough. But I think if you watch Aaron Boone manage these last 2 nights after what was a hideous game 1 from the top on down with the Yankees management, as far as roster construction, lineup construction, all that stuff, the last 2 games to me showed that Boone has a much better feel in him than what he's shown since he's been here.
Okay, now think about this, Al. So the decisions that were deemed wrong, and he certainly made wrong decisions, of course, everybody has, but that were driven by the computer, whatever it might be, did they become the wrong decisions because they were simply the wrong decisions and there was no gut incorporation, or he didn't have the horses to make those moves pay off?
Well, let's just use
this
series.
Which is kind of my point.
Like, see, for me in this series, and this is my point here with Boone specifically, and you know I don't go based on results, so it's not that. I'm consistent with this. I would have left Max Fried in game 1. Boone, to me, was too quick to say, well, if we're going to get Weaver in, this is the spot in the lineup. Like, he's thinking with that analytical mind. Whereas with Rodon the next night, even though others had an issue with it, I didn't. I like that he said, screw the numbers. My guy said, I want more. Screw even my eyes to a certain extent because I know that he's tiring. I'm going to ride it out with my guy who wants more. He gave him 2 more batters than maybe he should have in some people's mind. Rodon got let those guys on, went to the bullpen, and that's, to me, was the perfect time to do it. And then the result showed that, you know, the bullpen got out of it. Right or wrong, I like that he was managing not by the numbers and trusting his gut a little bit more. So there were 2 specific examples, one where he went one way, the other, and then when he went, I'm sticking with him, not just results-based. And then again, last night, same thing. He could have just said, well, all right, you're done after 7. His feels like this guy's throwing strikes. He's on fire. I don't care about the pitch count. He followed up game 2's gut decision with keeping Rodon in, whether people liked it or not, with another gut decision last night with Schittler. That's what I'm saying for the Yankees manager.
Okay, now we could also sit here and this we'd be presiding over a Yankee funeral if Rafaela gets that bunt down and Cruz doesn't have it or whatever. You know, the Yankees are done in 2, and the move that's the gut move that's lauded for keeping Rodon in there. Now, I was okay with 1 batter.
That's
after
my
that.
Opinion, though.
I understand what you're saying. I got you.
Like, but like, the results could have went the other way.
Understood. Like, the 1 batter, to me, I did like that. Because now, was it because of maybe he was overly aware of the criticisms from Fried? We'll ask him. We'll never know the answer. Well, maybe we will get the answer. I don't know. But the 2nd batter that he got, I thought was the wrong baseball move. And I do think at that point he should have trusted his eyes more. But the point is, you know, when it works out, I think that too many people did. This is one of your big points. And I get this. Too many people, they change their opinions, like they feel one way and they're good about it. And then when they get the wrong result, they react negatively.
Correct.
That's dumb. Like, that's inconsistent. That's a bad philosophy. If you're going to play blackjack and the dealer's got a 6 and you got a 6, let the dealer do some work. Bang out the queen, bang out a king, 26 bust, take the money. Anything other than that is a dumb philosophy. It doesn't mean that you can't split or double down. Well, actually, you have to at that point. But that the dealer can't pull a 5-card or a 6-card 21. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Wouldn't mean that you made the wrong move. So that's, you know, there's a lot there.
Isaac is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Isaac?
I miss blackjack. That's what's really there.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, BT, I'm running down to Atlantic City now. Thank you.
For there you go, man. Nice.
You remember when we went years ago?
Yes,
I do. That was a long time ago.
It was me. 1 second, Isaac.
Me,
yes.
You, Moose.
And Moose was there.
And Josh. Was it Josh?
No, that's my buddy Frank. It was after the Jets did the send-off party Rex Ryan.
No, you don't remember.
Josh show up too?
There was a dude, Josh, from SNY.
I don't remember Josh.
You, me, Moose, and I'm pretty sure Josh.
I got us the room.
But that was before I even knew you. I went with you and Moose were doing the wheelhouse.
Me and Moose coordinated it. Yeah. I got the rooms. And by the way, not to put this out, but I think that's... I remember having a drink with you at Harrah's. Not that you were crying, but you were upset because I think you had just gotten fired from FAN. I think that was the timing of it.
It might have been. Yeah.
I really think it was.
I was at SNY, so that happened
after. And here I am trying to give you good advice. I really was. I was trying to help you out.
Go ahead, Isaac.
That's funny,
yeah,
dude.
That's fine. Thank you. Like this, I agree with you, Sal, with the Fried and Rodon stuff. And now 2 points on the Yankees pitching based off that is my dad always says pitching wins World Series. Every time he looks, just what's the starting pitcher doing. So two things. One is about the Yankees past, which we see again. The Yankees cannot hit dominating pitching like we saw in game one. We tip our cap to Crochet. How many years are we going to have to tip our cap to a good starting pitcher? Mm-hmm. That's one. And the second point is in the ninth inning, why did Boone go to Bednar? I was fine with it. It worked great. But maybe I was thinking Weaver should get in there.
Weaver?
Not such a high-pressure situation. To get him right. It's a 4-run lead. Go warm up, which we don't see in baseball
anymore.
I'm not
messing around with the mojo with Weaver. I actually thought that for a second, too, Isaac. I did. I'm like, all right, you got 4-run lead, man. If you're ever going to do it, put it. No.
Yeah, at least warm up two people like we used to see in baseball. Go pick up batter by batter with Weaver. Uh-huh. He walks the first guy. All right, Weaver, you're out. Let's go. Bednar, you're in.
You
can't do that really anymore, but face the minimum of a 3. See how he does. And then, it's a 4-run lead. You get him right on the ninth inning.
Sorry to cut you off there, Isaac, and thank you for the call.
Weaver.
We do have some breaking news here as it pertains to the Mets, BT. More on the coaching changes.
Okay, what do you got?
Anthony DeComo of MLB.com, who covers the Mets. Sources, the Mets are going to have a major coaching shakeup. Among those who will not be on next year's staff, pitching coach Jeremy Hefner, hitting coaches Jeremy Barnes and Eric Chavez.
That's a massive shakeup.
Those are all, and this is
pretty
on top of Gibbons.
Yep.
Really,
it
seems like the only one who's staying is Richardson at first base.
Yeah, and he's the only one who probably should.
At least for now.
I mean, they didn't get thrown out stealing since June.
Hefner's the big one here because he's been here a long time, and he's well-respected and looked at as a plus pitching coach.
Interesting.
This, to me, is the right move.
I think they need a shakeup, man.
Yeah. Clean house. But now, see, I feel like it's always going to be a collaborative effort here. Stearns and Mendy together. And I guess I'm okay with that. I want Mendy to have some say here, not just we're going to put all these other pieces around you and then you go be the manager. It's got to be a collaborative effort with the idea that Mendy's going to be here long beyond this year, not just as a lame duck head coach, as all these moves are a warning shot to him. Something needed to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly a lot has been changed here with the Mets now.
Yeah.
Almost everybody out. Third base coach Sarbaugh out. Gibbons out. Hefner out. Chavez Barnes out. All but basically Mendy and Richardson, as we say, it seems for now, are safe.
Do you think that they go outside of the organization at all?
Yeah, they have. They're going to have to.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Four Mattis just got whacked. Now, I don't know if Melvin or Boats, he's not coming to be
Ron
second
Washington.
Lieutenant. I mean, that's the move that you have to explore. You have to get one of those guys next to Mendoza.
Yeah, I also would want Willie, though. I keep saying Willie because
I love Willie, so I'm easily sold on Willie Randle.
And he's also close with Mendy, or at least I think that they say that again, Hoff?
There's already a name being floated out.
Who?
For what?
For being
Wally cold. Backman. That's what I'm
going. Good God.
Get back on that train.
Honestly, they should go for Bochy, but they have somebody in-house that I believe that's already going to get a nod to come up here.
Who?
J.P. Arencibia, who's down AAA.
For what?
I think bench coach.
I'm not doubting the story.
You, I already heard that.
I'm not doubting the story. You got to get a veteran. Get Yoda. Get you Don Zimmer. Get somebody that knows the game from every angle.
That's what I believe.
The bench coach.
That's what I saw.
I don't like it for the bench. I mean, I'm not going to dispute. I'm sure he's a good baseball man.
Look,
the bench coach has to have some sage experience. I don't know. How old is he?
But if that's the case, though, then why are you going for a young manager? Like, if the bench coach has to be this experienced guy, then why are you getting a young manager?
Well, because then you get the best of both worlds. You get the youthful presentation from the manager, and you get that wisdom from the bench coach.
Wasn't Carlos Mendoza the bench coach for the Yankees for all those years?
He was young at the time. To Hoff's point, why not just hire Bochy to be the manager? If you're going to do, like, if you want an experienced guy.
Well, they should, but they're not.
Yeah, well,
Bochy's not coming to be number two.
I would think Bochy's going to go to the Giants. It seems that that's the case. They fired their guy. But anyway, who can't worry about Bochy or anybody like that.
Interesting.
I don't even care who it is, because what are we talking about here? Bench coach, third base coach, like, you got a $15 billion payroll, and I'm going to worry about blaming Mike Sarbaugh because the Mets didn't make the playoffs? No, it's on the guys, but this is going to be a fresh start, which they needed. I don't care who the names are, as long as they are picked, at least in part, by Carlos Mendoza. That to me is imperative.
That's less important to me, but the fact that it's going to be in terms of Mendoza picking up, but the fact that there's new juice, new blood, you need that. Now, again, it's always going to be Boone, Mendoza. It's always going to be the central figures, you know, Mike Brown. But if the third base coach was better, you probably win three more games.
Yeah.
And then you're probably in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was
so
awful.
It matters.
Yeah, I mean, also if Pete Alonso could throw a baseball or catch one, maybe they win a game or two and find themselves in a postseason.
I heard that there's also a vacancy in the pitching lab.
Don't be a jerk. See, this is... Come on now. It's a bad joke.
Tough.
You give the bad jokes and then BT doesn't get them and then I got to clean up.
They got to be funny to laugh.
That was a great joke.
I get it. I mean, Hoff is generally a funny guy and that was a little flat.
You were
waiting on serious stuff and you could see the look in his face where I got another name for you.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, there's an opening in the pitching lab. No, come on, Hoff.
I could have given you the courtesy chuckle, to be fair. I probably could have thrown you one of those. But he's trying.
I've given you plenty of those.
No, you handled it.
Yeah, I know you do.
BT, you handled it the right way, but I was then confused.
Wasn't that funny?
No, but then I'm like, oh, does BT not understand what he's saying?
I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted
to make sure.
Come on. What's there not to get?
Dolph didn't get it, though.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I'm not sure I got it. I still don't get it.
I didn't laugh either.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.